Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are on episode 38 of season 2. If you guys haven't listened to any of the other podcasts, I would suggest going back and listening to those. Today is kicking up. We've touched on summer kickoffs, fitness, activities, all of those things. So some of the biggest result things that I have seen as a trainer for athletes. So athletes, what results? Where's the biggest results? What is it? How do you get the most out of working out, doing the activities outside of your sport? So if you play multiple sports, you have to definitely understand how that all works. So the first off is, how many sports do you play? You have to ask yourself that. When are you allowed to lift and doing all of those things? When is your off season? If you have no off season, if you're playing this said sport year round, it is definitely going to limit the amount of things you can do in a weight room. So being number one, I would say, if you're, for instance, I'm going to use just an example of a football player. If you're playing contact football for your high school, that is awesome. Now, camps are awesome, but if you're doing camps year-round, you can create huge issues with this. If you're doing contact, it limits what you can squat, you deadlift, bench. All of these things are hit by that. This is how we progress and become better athletes in the weight room. As well as speed, if you overdo things, if you're overlifting, you are overusing things, you can definitely have injuries, hamstrings get pulled. You then can have that quad pull as well. So anything like that, that can happen from overuse activities. Number one, I would say, is your sport, and then pairing that with your fitness regime. Number one is that. Then from going from there, when can you lift? So as always, we've touched on this many times. What kind of program can you go on? So how many days a week are you allowed to lift with your said sports? If it's three times, usually you're going to go full body. If you're lifting lots and you're in the off season, you can go to a push-pull leg. You can also do upper-lower splits depending on you. These are the best ways to look at your fitness regime as an athlete. Now, every human, when you're breaking things down, looking at it, what is the number one thing that you want is to become faster, stronger, and more explosive. So understanding the periodization, when, how many times a week can you lift, squat, deadlift, clean, bench, rowing, all of these things, understanding the anatomy behind working out and how often you can actually do it. Number one mistake that I see is too much bench, not other exercises that are complementing, making you stronger. Dumbbell pressing, cable pressing, activities that are going to help, especially if you're a lineman, you need to be able to push. Legs as well, if you're having one side constantly stepping back, you then have issues. Your one hip goes out, your one hamstring gets tighter. So understanding the importance of split squats, RDLing, one-legged, all of this activity, skater side lunges, lunging, all of those activities that can really help strengthen both sides of your hamstrings, your hips, all of that stuff. That is one of the most important things in your exercise regime. Corrective exercise in season as well, and understanding that your lifts, you're not going to be setting records. That isn't what's going to happen, but you can do exercises that will make you way better on the field, help you so that when your off season hits, you do not have that huge leg and like you haven't lifted for a long time. Become stronger and not weak by doing this. Understanding your periodization, number one thing I would say is making sure that you take advantage of goblets, goblet squats, split squats, lunging with a goblet, as well as getting use out of your rows, your presses, with cables and dumbbells, not just bars. Bars, if you are in season, tend to have, they're amazing for power and showing and being able to do that, but they also can, if they're used too much, you have one side stronger than the other. This creates injuries on the field. That is something that I have seen, especially for athletes. The other thing is, if you lifted this at your peak, then you played all season. When you come back, you're not going to be usually back to that. You got to work towards it. You also have to create things. So in your working out regime, so that your shoulders get pulled back, all of that stuff, so that you get corrected and you get your posture fixed. By doing that, posture will help with your chest, pulling your back. As well, if you're doing a lot of back exercises, this will help keep you upright. This will help actually open your shoulders. You will be able to bench more, understanding those things rather than just doing chest. A lot of people do that and then they wonder why they're not lifting more. This is usually the issue, and this arises from improper or too much push motion. That pull motion can really help in that. So as always, starting, we go through all of this, and now the end part, some goals, is in your own how many times a week during season can you give, what exercises, areas can help your sport, not as much lifting, but corrective, fixing your knees, your hips, ankles, shoulders, elbows, pulling all this stuff back. How often can you give to the gym? That's the first question. Are we on a full body program, or are we on that upper lower? That would be the first question you have to ask yourself. The other one is, what areas of your body get tight? What areas get injured? Are these areas that repeated? Maybe we need to correct things in our programming. Is that the problem, or is it overuse, or are we doing things improperly? We're not giving enough rest in between. And understand that when you are doing an exercise, so the number one thing is, it cannot hamper your sport if you have the sport the next day. So if you're doing a lot of sprinting the next day, a crazy leg day the day before is probably not the best. Understand you can go lighter, open hips up, do more of that corrective stuff so that you are much better for the next day, but not absolutely annihilating you so you're slower or making improper things that will affect you in your sport. So understanding that the in-season and off-season, the differences, and how that can make you become a better athlete. So the first off is, I would ask, what areas are you going to work on? How are you going to do that? And then how many days a week can you give? Understanding what areas have re-injured in the past, ask yourself that. What exercises could you do to help in that? So corrective, say for instance your hips are, making sure you're doing skater side lunges for adduction and abduction. Just as an example, sit back, think about it, and see what you can give in season and in your off season to make the most of your programming. Sit down, think about it, and then if you need to, reach out as well. I am always open to help. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.